Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. There was an editorial comment in the Times Standard recently titled, "Humanize the Badge." It concerned the actions of Neil Hubbard and Drake Goodale, two police officers, and some comments Neil made to a suspect. I have known Neil since he was a kid and his family as well. I don't know the circumstances of the situation, but the writer of the article was critical of it. I am in a wheelchair, and until you have been in one for a period of time, you don't know what it's like. The same is true about riding in a patrol car, dealing with a full range of personalities and emotions. I was coming back from Reading one day up around Douglas City on a nice wide road doing about 70 when a CHP officer came from the other way. I saw him flip a Huey, so I just pulled over and waited for him. He appreciated that and gave me a break on the ticket. The same is true of patrol officers, and if you give them a bunch of static, sometimes they might lose it, right or wrong. I have observed a couple of traffic stops, and one gave the officer a real hard time, even though the officer went way out of his way to be friendly and fair. So, unless you have ridden in a patrol car, don't be too hard on the officers. There was an article in the paper a while back about a prisoner being released after serving 28 years on false testimony and no evidence. What is up with this judicial system? Even now, locally, it takes months and even years to get cases before a judge. Something ought to be done about that. There is a question being brought forward about whether citizenship should be indicated on the census forms. I say yes. Those who are not citizens should not be offended by that. Even if they are, too bad. I read where the blood bank is critically short of O blood types. I gave over 100 pints before my health wouldn't let me give any more. It's a very satisfying experience and not painful except for a small needle prick. So go give some blood. I see where Bernie Sanders, the longest representative in history and a candidate for president, is proposing a tax on meat, among other far-out proposals. As a meat cutter, I'm against it. The list of candidates for president is full of weird proposals. We need to pay attention. The class of 54 had our 65th year reunion this past weekend. That's Eureka High. It was really good to see the folks after all those years. It was hard to recognize some of them. Thank God for name tags. The icebreaker was held at the Eureka Theater lobby and the dinner at the Ingemar Club, where they treated us royally. I handed out guests' name tags, so I got to see everyone as they entered. One last comment on the police situation. I have known several officers, Eureka City, the sheriff's office, including the sheriff, and the CHP, and they are all good guys. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.